Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Block Report, and this is your host, the Magnificent TDK, aka Tafari XL. And this is going to be a brief episode that we're going to do today. And what we're going to be talking about is overthinking. Overthinking and what that means and how it can affect you in your life. And it's going to be a very, very short episode. What I first want to do is say that you can now find the podcast not only on Anchor FM, but also on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Casts. You can find the podcast there. So if you're looking for the Block Report, you can find us at Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, and also on Anchor FM if you want to look for it and find us. And if you want to go ahead and then tell other people about where you can find this podcast and where they can get some of this information and hear your host talk about these subjects. I will be releasing a few more content as we go along, probably more at a rapid pace, more rapid than we have been doing earlier in the season. So be on the lookout, and of course, I hope that you will be there, you will subscribe, you will listen, you will share, and you will enjoy the podcast. So just really quickly, as I said, let's get into it. So this is about overthinking. And before I get into what I was going to say about overthinking, which I will say in the process of what you will be hearing within the next few minutes, let me preface it with a background story and information. So there was a young man who had reached out, and he was asking me and several people, because from time to time, people tend to ask me questions on what I think about certain things. I guess that would be that they would either they appreciate my opinion or the thoughts that I may have and my analysis on how I see certain things. So a young man reached out, and his dilemma was overthinking. And he says, how do I overcome overthinking? And to overcome overthinking, one has to first not be afraid to make a mistake. And actually, I shouldn't have put it as first, but it doesn't really, these things may not come in any necessary order, but you will need these things, these elements, to overcome overthinking. Not be afraid to make a mistake. Trust your judgment. Trust your thoughts and your intuition and your thinking. So essentially, that's what it's all about. Now, the way that you will begin to start trusting your thoughts and your judgment is by going out there and trying things, doing what you think as soon as you think it. So you do it, what you think, and then you think of yourself as being a scientist. A scientist has knowledge and information, and they take the knowledge and information that they have, and then they try to prove and see if it's true. They do lots of research, and they go out and they try to prove whatever it is that they begin to postulate or hypothesize from the information that they have gathered already. And so you yourself are a scientist, but you're a scientist of your own life and how you present yourself to the world and how the world views you. So you're a scientist in the science of that, which is of yourself. So now after you've gathered certain information, you've known yourself for a while, you've been through certain experiences, because even someone who may be an introvert or sticks to themselves completely has a history of experiences that they can speak on, and that may be some of the reason why they tend to be an introvert and stick to themselves a lot of times, because of those experiences. But if you ever speak and talk out loud some of your experiences and talk about and think about what you felt and why you made some of the decisions, or why you are doing what you're currently doing now, or why you believe what you believe now, if you ever articulate it out loud for yourself to hear, you might view things a little bit differently. So let's get to it now. So as I said, think of yourself as a scientist in pursuit of the study of you, the self. So you take this information, which are your thoughts, and what you thought and what you think. And then you say, well, let me go see if what I think is true, if it will be manifested. And what you do, you go out and you, with the thought, and just with just trying to see if it will prove true. Now, if what you thought happens, one of the things that will happen is that you will start to build trust in what you think and what your thoughts are. And once you start to build trust, trust will lead to confidence. And that confidence will allow you to not overthink things, because you found that what you think is legit and it has proven to manifest a certain outcome or beneficial outcomes for you. So now you begin to trust your thoughts and do less overthinking. You don't overthink now. But let's say the opposite of that happens, and what you thought, the outcome you thought you might have received out of this thought and by pursuing this thought, doesn't result. It does not manifest. You get a opposite outcome, something you weren't expecting. Well, then what you did right there, you take that as research. Because now you can say, well, okay, I attempted this, I did this, and this is what happened. And now you can ask yourself questions. Why do I think that happened? What can I do next time? Or what can I do better next time? Or what can I do now to try to attain the result to which I was seeking from that thought? And it's the same thing that a scientist does, because a scientist goes out and they try to prove that their theory, what they've postulated and hypothesized, is true and correct. They take that thought and that theory and they go out there to try and prove it. Then, if it proves true, then it can become a rule, a law, a fact. And especially if they try it over many times over, let's say they do it thousands of times to see if the same result continues to occur. And if it does, it becomes a rule, a law, and a fact until proven otherwise. So now you yourself will try to do the same thing with that thought, to try and prove to see if it's accurate. So not just the first time, yes, if it brings the result to which you were seeking the first time, you could say, yes, oh, well, what I thought was correct. But you may have to refine it by doing it several times over, because the actions you may have taken and the environment to which you may have encountered when you first went to pursue this thought might have been just right for that at that time. So therefore, the situation proved to be beneficial to you at that time, or the environment and your approach to which you went at the thought probably wasn't the best for the timing and that's why you didn't receive the result you were seeking. So, timing, environment, prep, and your approach play a part in all of that. But you will begin, but you won't build that understanding and build on that until you first have the courage to take what you thought and go out and pursue it and try to have it manifest. So, in order to stop overthinking, as soon as you think something, go out and try to manifest it. If the result to which you were seeking does not prove true, then you go do your homework and your research, and you ask yourself what you can do better, what did you do when this happened, what was the environment, how you can approach this another time, how can you refine your initial thought process. So by doing that, once you do your research, you have information, and you can go, you have new information, and you can go again and you can try again. So for instance, if one believes, if one is thinking about starting a business or writing a book or going back to school or any of these things, right? So I'll go with starting a business first. So, okay, well, if you start the business and then it rockets off and it launches off, then starting the business, you'll say to yourself, well, that was a great idea that I started the business, right? It becomes a huge success, and now you feel confident in what you think because what you thought became a huge success. However, if you encounter adversity, obstacles during that process, which adversity reveals people's true character. So, if you encounter adversity and obstacles and this turns you away from pursuing building this business, then you weren't wholeheartedly and you did not fully believe in what you thought. That's another thing. You must have belief in yourself and believe that what you envisioned and what you thought can actually happen. Because actually it has happened on a certain level. It just hasn't manifested before you in this dimension in real time. But if it happened in the mind, it has already happened. So now, which that's another thing we could get into, but that'll be for another time. Now, remember, part of overcoming overthinking is not being afraid to make a mistake. So the scientist is not afraid to make a mistake. The scientist tries to prove their theory, their hypothesis as being true. And when it doesn't prove true, they don't stop there. They go back, they do research, they ask themselves questions, and they take the evidence and the answers to the evidence of the results which they received when they attempted it the first time and second time or whatever, and they take the answers to the questions to which they've had, and they try to reorganize and regear their attempt and approach at proving this theory and hypothesis to be true. So, not being afraid to make a mistake, trusting yourself, your thoughts, insight, and intuition, and applying what you think out there in a real way, tangible way, to manifest, and you will manifest doing that, and you will manifest, and then in turn manifest your thoughts into reality in a tangible way. Thank you for listening to The Block Report, and this was our talk on overthinking and how to overcome it. Enjoy your day and be safe. Once again, I'm your host, the magnificent TDK Tafari XL. You can now find the Block Report podcast on Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, and newly added to Apple Podcasts under News Commentary, and that's The Block Report, THE, The Block, BLOCK, Report, REPORT. Please subscribe, share, like wherever you see The Block Report, and tell your friends about it, and enjoy yourself. Take care now. Until The Block Report returns, you have a wonderful day, and always do your best.